Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And this is Our Favorite Things. Once again, we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, but people are asking us, who is singing that theme song?
Who is singing that darn theme song, Rob?
Still, nobody's answered correctly yet. So we would like you to keep submitting ideas and suggestions of who it might be. But I'm going to give you a little clue.
All right.
He is probably best known for being a guest star on I Love Lucy.
What?
Oh, yeah, he did a couple of episodes of I Love Lucy, and that's your one clue. So let's see if you can figure out who is singing that interesting rendition of my favorite.
Where did you find that? It's just amazing.
You know where? Oh, no, I can't tell you where.
Don't
okay,
give it away.
I'll give it away.
Another podcast.
Yes, another podcast. Oh, all right, so you know the drill. Kevin and I don't tell each other what musicals that we are going to spring upon each other. So who wants to go first, Kev?
Oh, I'll go first. No, you're going to know what this is immediately.
Oh, I don't know.
I think our listeners, I think this show is a little underrated, and I think that a lot of people that are familiar with it know it because of the drama that happened in the creation of it.
Ooh, drama.
Yeah, because you have these legends coming together to write a musical, and one of them being our favorite legend, Stephen Sondheim. And so, you know, he...
Oh.
Yeah, you know. So after Hammerstein died, Hammerstein and Rodgers were all set to write this adaptation of Arthur Lawrence's play, The Time of the Cuckoo. And but Hammerstein unfortunately passed away, and because Sondheim was his protege, Richard Rodgers' daughter, Mary Rodgers, and Arthur Lawrence both came to Sondheim and were like, "Steve, write the lyrics. We know you're only do you know music and lyrics now, but just write the lyrics this one time for us." And so I think in his book he's a little somewhat reluctant, but he did it. Now Richard Rodgers at this time, and it's pretty factual knowledge that he was a bit of an alcoholic, and some people that knew him said he was a bit of a curmudgeon, a little bit, kind of a dark soul, you might say, rightfully so, because he had already he'd done so much in his whole life, and who knows? But he and Sondheim famously did not see eye to eye in the production of this show. In fact, Sondheim is quoted as saying that he felt like that, I'm going to paraphrase here, but that it felt like they each were kind of just giving each other assignments to do for the show. That it felt like, do this, give me the lyrics to that, all right, that's okay, do that. And Sondheim also says in his book that Rodgers was kind of insecure about his work, which is kind of crazy because he's still pumping out amazing... By the way, folks, this is Do I Hear a Waltz from 1965. I assume everybody already knows what it is.
Sorry.
Waltz. Do I Hear Waltz? Sondheim did the lyrics, and Richard Rodgers did do the music. Arthur Lawrence did adapt his own play, and it's the story of a woman whose parents have passed away, and who'd been sort of under the wing of for so long, and she needs some freedom, and she goes to Venice to kind of have a little adventure. And whilst in Venice, she meets a friendly Italian man who has a shop, and they fall in love, only to find out that he's actually married in a loveless relationship. And according to him, as the way things are in Italy, you know, extramarital affairs are quite the norm. But unfortunately, they do not see eye to eye in their idealism about what romance should be. And so by the end of the show, they part ways somewhat reluctantly, but hopefully maybe a little bit better off. It's a really cool story, but they often talk about, like, the why musicals. Like, if it's already based on a great play,
yeah, why do
why
it?
Add music? Yeah. What does that do to lift it up even more? And yeah. he's often cited this as a work that being like, well, maybe we just did it to get it done, you know, that it maybe was it wasn't necessary. However, folks, Richard Rodgers still wrote some killer tunes in this song. Now, it starred Elizabeth Allen and a really awesome Italian tenor named Sergio Franchi. Now, you guys, I'm sure there's some of you out there who have seen his performances. He was kind of like, I'm trying to think of like how I can equate him. Think like legit tenor, heavy Italian accent with a Las Vegas flair. That is Sergio Franchi. Like he is schmaltzy. Could he act? Absolutely not. Terrible. Like could not act at all. In fact, you really get the sense that he like literally just learned the English for these songs just to like sing them. I have an album of him at Live at the Coconut Grove. It's first of all, it's amazing, but you're like, do you know what you're saying? But his tenor is so sick and so amazing.
Sergio Franchi.
That you're like, if
me
you just
and the buddy of Hackett
will it really
be appearing at the dunes. June through July. Me and the Susan Anton at the Mirage in August.
August.
August. Me and the Louis Prima at the Aladdin Hotel. Tonight's only take at the moment.
Do I hear a waltz?
Do I hear a waltz? No, it's the clink, clink, clink of the slot machines. I will now sing, What Do? We Fly, and please turn in your Kino cards. Sorry.
No, it's good. So check it out. There's some great tunes on there, and you will still hear Richard Rodgers at the peak of, you know, his songwriting. It's truly, truly beautiful, and you'll actually get to hear Rob's voice in your head when you hear Sergio Franchi.
Me and the Imogina Coca performing for two nights only at the Excalibur. A $2.99 24-ounce prime rib and the songs of Giancarlo Minotti.
They did interview Zeffirelli as the director. But supposedly when they interviewed Zeffirelli, when Richard Rodgers and Sondheim and Arthur Lawrence did, Richard Rodgers fell asleep during the interview and Zeffirelli didn't like that.
Yeah. You're gonna get a job.
And then they found that they found his vodka in the bathroom, like behind in the
Oh really?
Yeah, that's what I read. That's how they were convinced that he was in fact, you know, the sauce, as
you
it were.
You know, also and besides it being a great play, it's a wonderful movie with Katharine Hepburn. It's
called Summertime,
right?
Yeah.
They call it Summertime, yeah, but no, really, it really good one.
Yeah, I like
it. I love that
it
show.
It makes me happy.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
That's a good choice.
What's
That's
yours,
a,
Rob? Can you do it in an Italian accent?
No, or have we had enough of that?
I'm sorry. Me and... I don't know why he sounds like Count Dracula. In my mind, he's Count Dracula.
All right, we're going to post some of his clips, though, so you guys can know what we're talking about.
In the Sugar Babies, Rita Rudner is opening up for us. Okay. Notorious flop.
Oh.
Up until Spider-Man, it held the record, I believe, of having the longest preview period up
so
until Spider-Man.
Not Dance of the Vampires.
Barry Boswick?
Barry Boswick.
Joanna Gleason?
Not Nick and Nora.
Yeah, Nick and Nora.
Really?
Nick and Nora.
Charles Strauss wrote the score.
Very good.
Listen, guys, I think Charles Strauss is a chameleon. We made a mistake the other a couple podcasts ago when we were talking, because with Randy, where we were talking about Rags, and we were like, Stephen Schwartz is great. Charles Strauss wrote the score to Rags.
Yeah.
He also wrote the score to Bring Back Birdie. But, like, what a palette. I mean, like, this is the same man who did that. And Nick and Nora.
And Annie.
And Annie, of course.
And I mean, Applause.
Yes.
I mean, here's...
And Nightingale.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, nicely done. I mean, here's a guy who's had a wonderful career. And you're right. I don't think he gets the credit.
Not enough. Not nearly enough.
You know
what?
You know what else he wrote?
We need to talk to him.
That I forgot he wrote? He wrote the theme song to All in the Family.
What?
Archie!
Okay.
And it's where you going? I'm going to go perform with Sergio Frankie.
Okay, so Nick and Nora.
Nick and Nora, not starring Carol O'Connor and Gene Stapleton, but starring Barry Boswick, Joanna Gleason. Close,
91.
It's got a very 1930s flavor to it, very easy, very breezy. To be honest with you, the songs that they write, first of all, Nick and going back to what you had just said earlier, you know, it says why sing?
Right.
Nick and Nora really don't need to sing. They really don't.
Based on true story-ish. Are these real people, were they?
That I don't know. I know it's based on the Dashiell Hammett Thin Man novels.
Gotcha.
I don't know if they were based on real people. And, you know, there's, I think the movies William Powell, Myrna Loy. They really don't need to sing. And what made the movie so successful was that they were very sophisticated and they were very charming. And the musical, in order to give them some sort of conflict, gives them marital trouble. And you don't really want to see Nick and Nora go through a fight. You want to see Nick and Nora be witty and solve murders. So to be honest with you, the songs that they have are not the best. It's the supporting cast. Mm. Listen to the three women who are in the supporting cast. Are you ready? Supporting cast. Deborah Monk.
Oh.
Christine Baranski. And Faith Prince.
Oh, come on.
And the three of them have amazing songs. So, ladies, if you're looking for some really great musical theater songs, look at the score of Nick and Nora. Christine Baranski has a great song called Everybody Wants to Do a Musical, which is she's this movie actress that feels like she's not going to be legitimate until she does a musical. Faith Prince has a great song called Men.
Ah, I've played that.
Deborah Monk has a great song called People Get Hurt.
Mm.
And there's another actress named Yvette Lawrence
who
sings a very funny song at the end called Boom Chicka Boom, which is supposed to be a parody of the Carmen Miranda songs of the 1930s.
Right.
Very fun, very silly. So if you are going to listen to Nick and Nora, listen, ladies, especially for those four women, because they have killer numbers. Unfortunately, the show just doesn't work because going back to what you said earlier, you know, why musicalize it? You don't really need to musicalize the Thin Man stories. I just don't see the point of it.
Interesting.
But the lyrics are great. Arthur Lawrence did the book and directed it. Richard Maltby did the lyrics and Charles Strauss did the music. But a 9-week preview period. So if anyone saw Nick and Nora, either in the 9-week preview period or after
Sheepers.
It opened, we would love to hear what you guys
tell us about that.
Have to say about the show. So that's mine, Nick and Nora.
Grazie, Roberto. Grazie.
Thanks, Archie. Enid, we're not going to Vegas. Let's put the kibosh on that right now.
But Archie... It's Sergio Frankie. I don't care.
He's at the Taj Mahal.
I don't want to see any of that Indian stuff, Enid.
Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the sups.
A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suf's celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suf's has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.